I'm Sheila Rogers, and I'm a proud CFRC alumna. I was here about 400 years ago or so, and well, let's just shave a zero off, shall we? 40 years plus. It was a wonderful experience to be a volunteer for Campus Community Radio. It's an experience I would urge you, if you possibly can, to experience yourself. It's wonderful. If you can't experience it, you can always donate to it. CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
was a time I truly believed I could fall from great heights and land on my feet like a cat. Jumping backwards, swim with the sharks, make all the money, play all the parts, the joker, the hero, the ingenue tied to the tracks. High, kicking holes in the sky, so high, couldn't come down if I tried. Party, queen of the mess, setting fireworks off on the roof long after the guests have left. James is we're the invincible kind, yeah, we'll crash and burn and walk out of the fire. I was riding shotgun the day that she died. Go. She said, I've been there, darling, I know. We walk through the dark and come out alive with light in our eyes. You don't have to run when you got nothing left to hide. Broke to bits, but we'll come back, kids.
That song from Andrew Wickens, that's the bonus track from her album Big Dreams, Little Earthlings. That's if you ordered ahead of time or if you're on her Bandcamp page, called Comeback Kids with the bonus track. And before that, the title track itself, Big Dreams, Little Earthlings. And before that, we had Arson East, we had Shadow Side, and then before that, the title track from that album called Queen of Swords. And now we'll hop over to the Salt Beef Junkies from their album Somewhere in Between, their version of Wasn't That a Party. And then we'll play some Rose Cousins. We'll do Wolf and Man from her. That was from an album, Conditions of Love, Volume 1. Came out earlier this year. And she was on a concert tour. She played out a sold-out show at the Broom Factory. And then we'll play a song from Matt Anderson, Magnolia. He's coming to Kingston in the New Year. February date at the Grand Theater. I'll grab the exact date after I play his next set. And we'll do Kylie Fox, album from her. Sequoia came out a year ago. We'll do the title track from that. She played Kingston in the summer. And she just got married over the last month. So congratulations to Kylie on that. And we'll play Salt Beef Junkies first. That we'll do Wasn't That a Party here on CFRC.
Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3, 4, 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in my head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tomcat. They were talking about the hockey. The cat was talking back. Long about then everything went black. Wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3, 4, 6 packs. I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Backyard blowing on the siren to somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. A little bit of track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run us in to see you in an alcoholic haze. Sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3, 4, 6 packs. I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3, 4, 6 packs. I don't know. The mess I'm in my head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party?
Wasn't that a party?
I am the wolf, you are the man. We're both doing the best we can. You don't have to chase me into oblivion. You follow your sleeping heart. The sun and the moon, you couldn't tell them apart. The day can't begin before it starts. Sleep.
summer breeze reminds me of my baby I left down at New Orleans. I left her down.
Sequoia burns in California. They've been up all night taming the flames. Leaves rise up with the smoke. It's on the radio that it might not be saved. There are only so many great trees. There are only so many great rains we can depend on. How dare we, how dare we rush in at the last minute. We take you for granted, oh trees. September leaves crunch below us. Katya is hosting dinner, and we walk hunched in the rain.
And that song is Kali Fox, Sequoia. That album came out last year as the title track. And then Kali just recently got married. Congratulations. In fact, her longtime friend is also the drummer in her band. And I did see she, in fact, just had to finish her legal name change this past week. I saw that on Instagram. And before that, we had Matt Anderson Magnolia from him. And look up the exact date. Yes, that's the New Year, Wednesday, February 11th at the Grand Theater. Matt's coming back to town. And before that, we had Rose Cousins, Wolf and Man. And we had Selpie Junkies, and Wasn't That a Party from them. And there's a good spot also to mention some upcoming concerts coming up. Since Rose played the Broom Factory, we do have Rhea May coming to town. First show is already sold out, so they added a second show. So we'll mention just the new date. Sunday, November 16th, 2:30. So we're our afternoon show for Rhea May at the Broom Factory. And then we have a couple of Christmas shows. Christmas with the Anna Sisters is at the Spire. That's a Wednesday, December 3rd. Those tickets are sold through the Kingston Grand website. And then Barry McNeil's coming a couple weeks after that. Monday, December 15th at the Grand Theater. And I checked those tickets. They're going fairly quickly. Probably got about half filled right now. So he's still got some time to get tickets for that. And then dance that. So I'll mention that one more time. Matt Anderson, Wednesday, February 11th at the Grand Theater. Yes, I'll be in the dead of winter. So hopefully weather cooperates for that concert tour for Matt. So we'll go over to David Miles from his previous album, Devil Talking. We'll do the radio edit of Break Free. And since that album came out, David's actually now a member of Parliament in Ottawa. So it'll be a bit of a wait for a new album, I imagine. And then we'll play some Tara Spencer. This is Brick and Mortar featuring Stuart Legere on vocals. And then we'll play Charlie Acourt from his album came out last year called San Panel Reno. We'll do the title track from him. But first, this is David Miles. And this is actually the radio edit of Break Free here on CFRC.
No matter how far you are from me, I baby. I was crying in the kitchen. You could see me from the hall. I tried to turn away. I wanted you to think it was nothing. So I lied, I lied, I lied, I lied, I lied. It was something about my father. How I longed to hear his voice. I said that I was fine. I wanted you to think it was nothing. So I lied, I lied.
There's a place I know far from here. I like to go to disappear when it all comes crashing down. San Pellegrino, where nobody cares who you are, and no one dares push too far. There's a loneliness in this town, San Pellegrino. I'll be leaving town without saying a word. Across the borderline, no plans to return. Step outside, nameless faces pass me by. It's a quiet place to hide away, San Pellegrino.
And that was Charlie Acourt, San Pellegrino. Before that, we had Tara Spencer, Brick and Mortar, featuring Stuart Legere. And before that, we had David Miles. And we had the radio edits, the shorter version of Break Free from David. And just, yeah, as I was going over those last three, yes, all played Kingston over the last couple of years. Charlie played a show at the Grand Theater. Tara played a couple of spots. I know she played The Mansion. And David Miles did a Broom Factory show about 2 years ago, about a year and a half. So we'll go over to album got this just recently, but it came out a couple years ago. It was a Sunny Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines. This is what Alan Doyle put together. So we'll do three tracks from this. We'll have Mallory Johnson and her version of River of No Return, Jody Richardson doing Crier's Paradise. And we'll have Joel Thomas Hines, that's Ron's nephew, doing Last Chance Avenue. So here are three tracks from Sunny Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines, here on CFRC.
Water rising in rain, full force, a riverboat on a reckless course. All the gamblers going for broke, in the steam and the sweat and the smoke. But what have they all got to lose? Only these gamblers' blues, only these gamblers who never learn. Down the river of no return. Down the river of no return. A rush of wind like a runaway train. The subway screaming a wild refrain. A lonely child on a city street. A weary face at a window seat. Has been waiting there for so long. Waiting for love. Swept away to a place where love's fire won't burn. Gamblers going for broke in the steam and the sweat and the smoke. But what have they all got to lose? Only these gamblers' blues. Only these gamblers who never learn, never learn. Down the river of no return.
Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's go stream Bainers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
A heartbroken hotel exile. That's the cold and lonely facts. cry as the motorcade goes by, taking a sad old lonely boy, taking a sad old lonely boy. Crier's paradise.
I'm camped in a room in a cheap hotel at Last Chance in Main Street. Except for the window, it's a prison cell, overlooking a slice of humanity. But I can see clearly from the second floor, it's an unobstructed view of the sad panorama down Last Chance Avenue. I got in sometime late last night. I was driving for a number of days. I seen a motel sign off of Highway 9. I said, privacy, reasonable rates. I was just checking in when a sweet young thing whispered, lover, let me welcome you to the only high that's available tonight on Last Chance Avenue. But I had no time for Miss Junior High, so I just said, no thanks, honey. Everybody needs tonight, darling, you couldn't do worse. Cause I can smell trouble coming from a long ways off, but it's riding a real fast horse. Yeah, late that night, as I sweated in bed, I was wondering how far I'd run. Two guys busted in like they both stepped out of how the West was won. Watching The Godfather on TV, and before you could say mon Dieu, I was thrust in the back of a Chevy, careening the Last Chance Avenue. Well, there was Tough Guy 1, there was Tough Guy 2, both in the front seat laughing. I was in the back with my right hand clasped on my pearl handle steel companion. Fit in my working boot and makes walking just a little bit stiff. But I got off two shots and I jumped for the rocks as that Chevy went off the cliff. Yeah, last I remember, I was pulled to the shoulder, the stench of sweat and perfume. Through the dust and the blood, Miss Junior, I stood silhouetted against the moon. Said it's lucky for you, I was leaving town too, with all this money I found in your room. And that's the last you'll ever see of either you or me, down Last Chance Avenue. Down Last Chance Avenue. Down Last Chance Avenue.
And those last three songs, all from Sunny Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines, an album that Alan Doyle put together a couple years ago. That was his nephew, Joel Thomas Hines, with Last Chance Avenue. Before that, we had Jody Richardson and a version of Crier's Paradise. And before that, we had Mallory Johnson and River of No Return from her. And that's all the time we have for the show tonight. I did want to mention, well, one last time, tomorrow afternoon, we have Queens football playoff game as they host McMaster, kickoff at 1 p.m. and pregame at 12:45. Queens finished 5-3 this year for the third year in a row. They unfortunately lost last week, the homecoming game, so changed the seating a little bit. But then they do luckily host a home game tomorrow afternoon. So kick off at 1 o'clock here on CFRC. And we'll take a quick break before Salt Lake and Rapture starts, and I'll talk to you in 1 week's time.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.